of the Simen and Zayin. Simen and Zayin, it can be found on page Reish Tzadi Zayin. Okay, Reish Tzadi Zayin. Berach al Alechem v'lo hoya the Daitoi. That's where we're up to that, right? A person makes a bracha on mitzvah and aretz, and your kavanah was only to eat a certain amount, of bread. You have in front of you, let's say, a sandwich. That's all you had in mind to eat. You go down, you go to a restaurant or some type of mall, and you buy a sandwich for lunch, and you make a mitzvah. It will be enough. The shuv nisav, when you finish eating your lunch, your sandwich, the shuv nisav lelechel yaiser v'shalach liknos oat. You ask the waiter, can you please bring me another portion? Afilu yesh lefan of od mimash sheichin lo batchilu mikol makayim tzarech levarech sheinis hamaitzi al mash shevilo mishum dehavi nimlach. It's unbelievable halacha. It's not so similar we pass like this. He ran up to it and says in a few moments, but basically according to the kitzer, it's very big chiddush. Kitzer, you go to a restaurant, you buy food, and your kavana is, that's it, this is what I'm going to pay, it's my budget, only $50 for my lunch, and that's what they serve you, and then you decide after you finish, I want another portion, they bring you another portion, you have to make a new birchas hamotzi.
He's talking anything or just
lechem? Lechem, certainly lechem, even lechem. Lechem is a tremendous chish, even lechem, certainly everything else, absolutely. If this is your kavana, it's all you're planning to eat, and now all of a sudden you eat more, you have to make a new bracha. That is his halacha. Now let me read you what's over here in the Piskei Tshuvos. The Yesh Cholkim Hasayvim the Kol Zman Sheyesh Laidai Mealechem Shachal Berishayne Ein Etzarch Lavechal Masha Kona. That's the Kaf Achayim. The Chayim Hoyi Bedayt Lechatil Shigne Achakach Oid Ein Lavechal Lechladeus Lechlal Zeh Oichlim Bemis Oda Kisheragilus Lepanim Techedei Achil Liknos Oid Shein Lavech Shuv. Basically, what he's saying over here on the bottom is that times have changed. That today people, it's very common, you go to a restaurant or you go to a, you sit down and you eat and you want more. So he basically says, it's very common. So this is a very big thing. What the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says is based, I guess, upon the standards of his time, where people did not. That's how it was. You ate, you were disciplined, you ate what you meant to eat, and that is it. But he seems to say that since today we live in a world where everything goes, there are no limits, everything is as it comes. So when you make a bracha on eating bread, there's always a possibility that I'm going to want more, I'm going to another portion, so you would not make another bracha. That is basically what he says. Let's go further. But if you're at home, you're not in a restaurant, then it's certainly, you can be definitely more lenient. You do not need to make another bracha. You cut a piece. You want more. You cut more. So af al pi she'ein lo oid min arishon in etzach levarach sheinis, even though you have nothing left from the first portion, ein lo etzach levarach sheinis dezel lo mikri nimloch ki aderech ulkach. When you're at home and you are in total control of what you can eat, what you cannot eat, there certainly you can be more lenient, and it's not considered nimloch, and you do not need to make another bracha. Okay,
it's base. Very. Let's say you're having guests.
Yeah, we're going to come to guests in a few moments.
And they say, I want more.
We're going to come to guests. He discusses guests in great detail, right? We're discussing now a person is all alone. The kitzer differentiates between going to a restaurant and eating at home. When you're at home, you don't have to pay to bring out more food from the closet, from the kitchen. You sit down at the dining room table, you have a slice of bread, you have a sandwich, and then after you finish your sandwich, I'm hungry, I want more, you go into the kitchen, you bring out some more food. Now, by the way, one thing he does say that's very important, and he says, he keeps on saying this over and over, and he discusses it in more detail later at the end of the sif, is you still have on the table a piece of the original food. No, he goes, obviously, ain't lo od min arishon. Fine, let's say, even if you don't have it. But I'll take it back. We'll come to that later on. But basically, he's saying, okay, the rule is, if you're at home, she'ain't lo, you don't have. She'ain't lo. So the first case is, berach alechem v'lo ha'idat lechel yosef v'lechem, kegoyin shukon alechem aglusko, v'sam she'i lo dai, k'shev nis'av alechel yosef v'shalach l'gdois, afilu yesh l'fan of os. There you're going to buy. You're leaving your house, you're going to the store. So there it's a chum. It goes in two ways, the two extremes. Okay, let's just review the basic halacha. He differentiates between sitting at home when you have more food in the kitchen and a situation where you have to purchase more food. Purchasing more food can either mean you're in a restaurant, or it means you're at home and you have nothing left. You're eating a meal, and on the corner of your home there's a grocery store, and you finish eating your lunch, and you go to neighbors. So do you have to make the bracha? So according to the Kiddush Aruch, yes. If you have to go outside to buy more food, that is considered nimlach, and you're required to make a new bracha. If you have more food in the kitchen, you do not need to make a new bracha. That's the basic rule, as we discussed in the Kaf HaChaim, for the Pesach Teshuvos, the Bizman Hazeh, our standards are a bit different. And if you're in a restaurant and you buy a portion, and then you're hungry, you want more, seemingly he seems to say the Pesach Teshuvos, you did not need to make a new bracha, because our standards today are different, where a person is not totally nimlach. You start off, this is what I want, but there's always going to be a possibility, I'm going to be in the back of your mind, that I'm going to be hungry, I'm going to want to eat more, and you're going to purchase more food, you won't leave it open. Exactly. That's what the Bizman Hazeh, we're more lean, we don't need to make another bracha. Halacha base. Berech ala perosh shu eichel ve'evilo achak. The person makes a bracha by eats, and they bring him more fruit. In b'shas ha-bracha yisadaitu al kol masha yaviu lo. If you are at you're a guest and people are bringing for you food, and they bring out more food, and it's possible, you know that in the back of your mind they might bring in more food, so you azai afilum ein loy od me harishonim. Even if on the table there's nothing left from the first fruit, your first food is completely consumed. Even if what they bring out is not the same thing, you ate apples and now they bring out oranges. Because you are at their control. You are a guest. And since you know in the back of your mind they may bring out more fruit, they may have more food, you'll eat whatever they bring out. The bracha you made in the beginning goes in everything that will bring out to you throughout the entire meal. V'im hu nimloch mamish. But let's say you're nimloch mamish, you actually change your mind. Your kavan is only to eat what's in front of you. And it was, you decide, that's it, I'm going to diet, I'm only going to eat one apple, I'm not going to eat more. And then later they bring out other fruit. Azai afilu hemi min harishon, even if it's the same thing, you have one apple with another apple, the gam yesh lefan of od gam me harishonim, and on the table there are still leftovers from the first apple, mikol makom tsarich levarich shenis al elu shevilo, because your kavana was not for the second apple. Your kavana was for the first apple, not for the second apple. You were not planning on eating a second apple, you did not make another bracha. Gimel, v'yem b'tchilo ha'isadaita stam, loy kach v'loy kach, you were not thinking. Okay, you have other things on your mind. You're busy other things. Azai yesh chiluk. What's the difference? So if your mind is blank, then we make the following differentiation. If you still have on the table leftovers from your first apple, when they bring out a new apple, I'm sorry, the other way around. There's nothing left from your first apple. Then you have to make a new bracha. But if you have leftovers from the first apple, yesh safik, then we have a safik. Im tzarich levarich sheinis al hashnim o ein tzarich, l'chein toiv li zoher kishahu mevarich tehei daito al kol ma sheyaviu lo. Don't put yourself in this situation. Have kavana when you make a bracha that the bracha shall be chal upon anything which will be brought to the table at a later point in time. V'im lo ha'yisadaito kach elo mistama kev nika sveika bracha yesh lo limnoya es atzma mel achlam. You should not eat the new food. But what should you do? So it says here on the bottom, what you should do is you should be mafsik. You should go outside, go make a phone call, go check your email, go do something which creates a real hesech hadas. But of course, do not wait 72 minutes or the amount of time when you are satisfied, when you're no longer satisfied from eating, because then you're not going to be able to make the bracha achareina. And then when you come back inside, it was considered to be a real hesech hadas, you can make a new bracha. So the bottom line over here is a person that has no kavana what stam. let's review the halacha outside. If you make a bracha and you have no kavanah what's going to be later on, so the rule is, if you still have on the table from the original food upon which you have made your first bracha, you do not need to make a new bracha on food that is brought to the table that has the same bracha at a later point in time. But if you don't have on the table anything left over from the thing which you from the thing, what you made the original bracha upon, then you are in a safek, which there is no solution, and lechatchila you should not eat new food that is brought to the table. And either way, you can't make a bracha, and you cannot make a bracha. You can't make a bracha because it might be bracha levatola. You cannot make a bracha because maybe you are required to make a bracha, and then you're going to have hana without making a bracha. The only solution is not to eat the food. If you're desperate, you should be mesiach das. The mesiach das means leave the room and do something which is considered to be a complete distraction, so you can make a new bracha.
Is that the universally accepted opinion?
Seems so. Well, it could very well be that Bizman Hazeh, like this really goes back to the mindset of the Kitz Shulchan Aruch and Sif Aleph, that Bizman Hazeh, we are generally in a frame of mind that when you make a bracha, it's assumed it's going to be for everything which you're going to bring to the table. We do not live in a disciplined world. Time of the Kitz Shulchan Aruch, even go back 50 years ago, I think about my grandparents, they were very different, they were very disciplined, very dignified. You sit down to a meal, you're sitting down to a meal. Today, we don't sit down to meals. Today, everything is just a chap, you grab.
But money was tight then, too.
It's more than just money tight. It's just a certain dignified way of living. Yeah, you eat, you sit down with a fork and a knife, and there are dishes, and it's a dignified form of eating. So you eat what you're supposed to eat. More food, they're going to bring out more food. Today, you can go a whole week without having a real meal. Chap this, open the refrigerator, take this. We don't live in that world. So when you make a bracha, it's for the whole day. Yeah.
I would have thought that unless you had the intent definitely not to eat, then that would have applied, but not in a...
No, so he's saying even Stam. He's saying in his time, again, like you mentioned, even the Kafa Chaim disagrees. And certainly the Piskei Teshuvos, he also disagrees. But in his time, Stam is not enough. He doesn't say not enough, it's a suffix.
The way we operate now.
Right, that's what... That's.
You have examples.
Yeah.
I had it this last week. You go to a Kiddush and Shul.
Yeah.
And they serve herring, and then you think that's it. You're ready to get up to leave
the
bench, and suddenly they bring in chalent. Well, let's say they bring in chalent, and for some reason, when you finish the chalent, you think, oh, the kiddush is over. They're bringing in kishke and cold cuts and lashon kogel and shalik.
So it's a tough call. I don't know the answer.
Very tough. But if it's a different bracha, then it's not a bracha.
Of course not. Different brachas are a problem. Let's say it's the same bracha, and you never had kavanah. I don't know the answer. So you go to a kiddush. It's a very tough question. If you are familiar, if you go to a certain kiddush,
last week.
I would imagine if you go to a shul, I don't know the answer, but it would seem that let's say you go to a shul, you never went to this shul before. This shul you went to a kiddush in a shul that you've never been in before, and you're sitting there by the kiddush, and they're serving, like your example, cholent, and they're serving, and you think it's it, and then they bring out more. L'chor, you don't have to make a bracha. Because I'm not familiar with the environment, and even though I didn't expect it to happen, you're a guest. That's what he says. You're a guest. But I daven here every Shabbos, and every single Shabbos we have a Kiddush. And most of the time it's a basic Kiddush, and they don't have anything special. This week, so it's really clear in my mind, we're not having Kishka the Shabbos. We're only having potato kugel. There's no chal, there's no kishka, there's nothing else, because that's what we do here 99% of the time. And the 1% of the time that we have a super deluxe kiddush, I know about it way in advance. I know about it 6 months in advance. 6 months in advance, I know. And this week, they caught me off guard. I was shocked. I didn't know that this guy is going to make a super deluxe. So maybe in that instance, since you really turn your mind off 100%, because I'm familiar with the environment, and this was a real shock to me, in that case, you do have to make another bracha. But if you're a guest in someone else's shul, and even though you expect it's not going to happen, he seems to say here very clearly, the next simanim, that when you're a guest, your mind, in the back of your mind, you're open to anything which will be brought. You can't be certain if you're not familiar with this environment. Yeah?
No, but when you sit by a kiddush, you're usually usually think that anything that's going to be placed.
Right, that's what we're saying. But he's saying he went to a kiddush, and he didn't expect it to happen. He thought it was over.
No matter what thing.
You go to a restaurant, and suddenly you finish, you're up to dessert, and someone comes over. The next table decided they're sending over to you a cake. Well, they decided to send
that
apple
balls. That is different, because that's totally unexpected. When you come into a restaurant, you have to pay for everything.
I wouldn't say by drinks, because drinks you must probably the shahakol. You don't have to make a shahakol.
Because you already make... No, not necessarily.
So if you're sitting... Let's say
no, the shahakol is no different. If you did not have...
You're sitting at a restaurant, yeah. And suddenly the waiter comes up with some cocktails and says...
Complements of the...
Of the other table.
On the house.
So you have to make it out of shackle.
Yes.
L'chara, yeah. L'chara, yes. Right? L'chara.
People don't think about it. It's you go to a health assistant. The guys at the next table, when you're friendly, they send over, you know...
When?
You go to a hotel.
Yeah.
The sukkahs. You're sitting... you're sitting at your table, and the other table's sending over to you some of the stuff that you ordered. Because they were, you know, the nice people.
But we don't accept.
I don't know the end story. I don't know.
So
the Mishnah Saran pays.
In the middle of the meal, I come in with a dish of olives.
No. But Mishnah Saran
pays. I don't know. Ilchor, every case has to be judged. Every case has to be judged differently. You can't generalize. It's totally in Hesach Hadas. It's totally in Nimlach. The key word is Nimlach. Did you, in your mind, did you firmly decide, no more, enough is enough?
And that's when the bracha comes.
So when is it called nimlach? L'chore, every case is different. You can't generalize. Okay, let's go further. Where are we up to? Halacha Dalet. Dalet, we're up to?
Yeah.
Halacha Dalet. Let's say they bring you, you're at a table, and they bring you a new fruit, which is choshev v'chaviv alav yoyser min harishanim oshehu mimin shiva afilu yesh lefan of od me harishanim tzarech levarich al zeh sheviu lo ki ma she'en choshev e'en yochel liftor es a choshev derech gror. Now let's go back to eladavka kishin schaivu lepata. We're going in a situation where a person's coming to stop. This goes back to the case we said before. Person is sitting at a table and you make a borei pri ho'etz. Stam, and your mind is blank. I'm not thinking. So what's the rule of thumb? The rule of thumb is, if you still have on the table from the first min, you still have leftovers from your apple, I made a borei pri ho'etz of the apple, and I have on the table still a slice of the apple, and now they bring out oranges. So even though I did not have kavana for the oranges, and my kavanah was stam, being that I still have on the table some of the apples, so that carries over to the oranges. I do not need to make a new bracha on the oranges that is brought at a later point in time. But here are the exceptions. Even though I still have left over from the apple on the table, if the orange that they bring is choviv to me, much, much more than the apple, or what they bring out is mimin shiva, grapes, dates, figs, and the like, then even though I have on the table leftovers from the bracha borei pri ho'etz, I still must make a new bracha. That is his chiddush.
Do they want to park car in the garage, in the driveway? No.
Ki mash eni chashav eni yachol lifto es chashav derech ela davka kishne schavin lepatra, only when the time when they ate your apple, the borei pri ho'etz on the apple, you had kavanah that you're going to eat the orange, which is chaviv, or you're going to eat the shmin shiva, then you would not need to make a new bracha. Halacha hey, berach al hashecha v'nischavin lifter kol ma sheyaviu lo mibircha shahako. And now, instead of bringing, they bring out fish. Now, fish is not a liquid. Ve'viu lo dogim. Even though the shahakol you made was for a liquid, for a drink, doesn't matter. Even a food, a salad that is brought later on is included in that shahakol. Aval im ha'isodaita stam. Let's say you covenant was stam, you did not think what's coming. Afilu im b'sha sheviu as adogim adayin ha'yashechu lefanov mikol makom tzaruch levarich al adogim v'loi dami leperos afilu she'elu atapuch ve'elu egoizim mikol makom ha'kol min e'echelhu aval sheichar v'dogim heimol legarmri shnei min v'chulokim z'echo v'ze mashke v'ein poitrim ze. Is another exception to the rule. If you make a bracha shahakol and you're not thinking, your kavana is stam, and they bring out an ochel of food, even though you still have in your cup more liquid, more of the mashka of the sheikhar, you are required to make a new baracha. We don't apply the rule we learned above, that if you have leftovers from the original shahakal, that continues to carry over to the new food that is presented. That's only true when it's on the same category, a food for a food, a liquid for a liquid. But when they're bringing out a food after you made a bracha on a liquid, and you did not have specific kavana to exempt the food, even though you still have leftovers from the liquid, the bracha will not carry over to the food.
This would be very interesting. If you make a cocktail drink with an olive and an orange,
you have to make a set of bracha, yeah.
And you would make three brachas, you would make an eight sub down
okay.
The shakal, and
yeah.
You brought you some sushi, herring, whatever, you can't be yaitzi, you have to make another shakal.
According to this, because right. The shahakal that you made,
even though you made,
it's only when it's stam. Okay, but then this goes back to the original question: is this true even bisman hazeh? Because this halacha is only when you're disciplined and the,
this is daikei stam. So you learn a very big thing from it.
Yeah,
you should never have daikei stam.
Exactly, that's what he says. That's what he says. He said it beferish.
Whatever.
He said it beferish over here.
Kavana yes or kavana no?
Exactly. You should have kavana. Whenever you make a bracha, your kavana should be for whatever comes forward. Exactly, that's what he says. Okay, Beirach. Now this goes into the dilemma. Sefer, when you write a Sefer Torah, there's a dilemma. There is a dilemma among the poskim. When you write a Sefer Torah, when you the first time you write Hashem's name, should you see, when you write Hashem's name, you have to say L'shem Kedusha Sashem. If you don't say L'shem Kedusha Sashem, the Sefer Torah is possible. That's the halacha. Shem Hashem must be written specifically L'shem. The question is, can you say, before you write the first Shem, you make a declaration, for all the Shemos that I'm going to write in the Sefer Torah, it shall be L'shem Kedusha Sashem. Hashem. Right, you can write it over the next 6 months. A fair sefer writes Sefer Torah in 6 months. So can you make the stipulation in the beginning of the Sefer Torah should be chal for the entire Sefer Torah? It's a machlokes sapoiskim. Some say it works, some say it does not work. So the question is, should I do it just to back myself up? I'll do it, I'll say it, l'shem, make now tonight. Every time I write Hashem's name throughout the entire Sefer Torah, it shall be L'shem Kedusha Sashem. So just in case one time I forget, so I can be semich on this. So some poskim are very against doing this, because that's going to cause you to become lazy and not say L'shem Kedusha Sashem every time you write Hashem's name. And the customers don't know what's going on. So the same thing over here. Having Kavana it's not as good. It's not necessarily a mila. I'm sitting down now. Every time I'm going to eat, whatever's going to come later on in the meal, I'm having kavana that the bracha I make shahakal shall go on whatever will come later on. That's not necessarily a mila, because when foods come in later on and you're eating from those foods, under normal circumstances, you would have to make a bracha.
They
deserve a bracha. You're denying them their bracha. So being very religious by saying my shahakal is going to go on everything which is going to come later on in the meal, to some degree you're denying Hashem the shevach v'chaydo that He deserves for giving you the bonus of sending you extra things.
Okay, so this is a good shahakal. So a lot of times when you have things that you don't know, the easiest thing to do is to make a mitzi.
Right.
And everything is part of the sudas.
Okay.
But now it might be better not to make a moitzi because you want to give everything its right bracha.
No, they don't say that. That rule you don't say. Hamoitzi is a casual bracha. It's such a chashra bracha. It includes you make brachas hamazon. You don't look at it like that. I hear what you say, but Chazal do not look. They look at making hamotzi, making brachas hamotzi to be a bigger milah than making individual brachas. So let's go further. Berach Allah. So this is another example. The tzimmer concludes. Zev zeh oichol mashv einu pani zeh zeh el im kein hoyu lufana b'shas habracha. Ayishahal sadait aleim. Unless the only exception, of course, is when you had kavanah from when you made the bracha for everything, or it was on the table when you made the bracha.
If you have a sweet wedding, you're going into the smorgasbord and eating bread and man. Then you decide to go to the women.
Yeah.
And you see different things, but you can see chocolate with better women that they didn't have.
Same room.
You have to make a bracha.
No, you don't. No, you don't. If you have kavan, when you go to a shmos, when you make a shahakol, your kavan is everything. You cannot possibly see everything.
The women get the white fish, and the men get the white fish, and the women get the little blends.
Right.
They get the salads. the salads. No, the men get the better stuff. The men get all the fried, they need all the poison.
The women get the liver blinces. That's how it works.
I don't think so. When you go to a smorgasbord, you cannot possibly take in all the food that is present. You can't. Not even a small smorgasbord. So when you're making a bracha, when you make a bracha, there's no question the average person's kavan is everything in the hall. Because you can, you have
bring in things later.
Yeah, of course. Exactly. Okay, let's go to the next halacha vav. Kol zos lamari ella ba'adam ha'oichel mishelo. Everything we learn over here is that a person is in control. It's your choice. Aval imhu oichel etzel chaveiro. If you're eating by your friend, you're a guest. You're a guest at someone else's home. Kevin shaberach al min echad. Poiter kol ma she yoviu lo, because you're totally in his das. My bracha depends upon what you are planning to serve. Afilu ein lo oid me harishonim, even if you don't have any more from the rishonim, that kol toli b'das balabayis, because everything, even if you don't have on the table leftovers from the first item that you made a bracha, because your kavana depends upon the das, the balabayis. Ach, im nimlach manish, if you're a guest, and you decide, ad kan, I am full, I don't care what they bring out. I am not eating one more spoonful of anything. It's sakana for my health. Oh, sarach levarch shenis, then, and you change your mind, then even if you're a guest, you need to make another bracha.
That's, you had to have that kavana when you made the bracha originally.
Correct.
Not, I got full and I don't want to eat.
No, even if you know, that's not true. Even if you change your mind, if you come to a point in your achila and you just said atkan, no more, and you really.
Says, please have a cake with the coffee. He said, no, thank you. And she says, but I made the cake special. You're not going to insult me. So you have to make a bracha again.
Is that really true? You have to make the bracha? You said, I don't know. It has to be nimlach mamish. It has to be nimlach mamish. Look at those words. Achim nimlach mamish. You make a declaration. I don't know the madregos. And I'm willing to bet that you'll find a long list of machlokes apoiskim, different opinions of how far it has to go in nimlach. But the general rule of thumb is, if a person makes a clear statement, at kan, I'm not eating anymore, even if you're a guest in someone's home, and then you change your mind, you need to make a new bracha. The balabayis did not plan to bring more. Very interesting halacha. You have over here the guest. The guest finishes eating one portion, and the balabayis says, I'm not giving anymore, I'm done. We're finished. I've served everything that there is to serve. And the guest then says, please, I want more food.
Do you have more?
What?
Do you have more?
I want food. So he says, I wasn't planning on giving you more food. Enough is enough. Shnora, how much do I have to give you? Okay, I'll give you more. So in this instance, you would suggest that when you bring out more food, you have to make a new bracha. Because the Baal HaBayis was not planning on serving more. The answer is no, you do not need to make a new bracha, because you have faith in the Baal HaBayis will give you more when you ask for more. That's what it says. Ad kidei kach. Mi shabal l'suda v'nasloi kais uberach alav. If you go to a meal, they give you a kais of yayin or a kais of any liquid to make a bracha. V'yach kach shuv nasloi kaisais. Im aminik hukein mistama hayadaita al kulam v'ein etzach levach. I'm saying the same thing as before, that if the custom is to bring out multiple cups of wine or multiple cups of other beverages, one bracha is good for the entire meal, because the custom is to bring out more things in the meal. Okay, now let me just tie up one loose end. A very interesting shaila. It's not clear. There is no resolution to this question. Let's say you're sitting at a meal. You're at home. Okay, you're at home. And you have whatever you're eating. You make a Burmese mizonos. And now, you have a piece of cake. And now, you know what? I'm very hungry. I want to have a slice of pizza. And I have frozen pizza in my freezer. So I want to eat a slice of pizza, but at the time when I made my bracha, the piece of pizza is not roi l'achila. It has to first be put in the microwave or in a toaster oven to heat up. Mm-hmm. So do we say this when you when you eat the mezonos, you are required to make a new bracha. This, so we have a rule. I'm at my dining room table and I make a mezonos. So in the back of my mind, anything that's in the kitchen is fair game. Even though I'm only really planning to eat this for lunch, in the back of my mind, I'm aware that I'm...
Not necessarily, because if you want to have an egg omelette, you don't have to have the egg omelette. You break the eggs and you make it on the order.
That's an egg. But let's talk about something that's not royal achila at the time when you made the bracha.
It's not royal. Roy, you're going to say... Yeah.
So for the whole question, you didn't make a bracha on a raw egg. The egg has to be cooked. If it's not royal achilus, so that's part of the question. Let's have a simple case. Something which is frozen. Simple case. The case of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is where you're in the kitchen, you're in the dining room, I'm eating something, I make a bracha, I'm not planning on eating more, this is more than enough, but the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says that if you're in your own home, and you're in charge, and there's always a possibility you want to bring out more, you're hungry, you want to bring out more, you do not make another bracha. If you go into the kitchen and you bring out more food from the same type of bracha. But here the question is, that's only in the case where the food is ready to go. It's in the refrigerator, it's on the table, it's on the counter, it's ready to go. I did not really l'chatchila plan on eating it. Now I changed my mind. But what about the food that I want to eat is not roi l'achila? I must do a maisa bishul or a maisa afia. I must put it in the microwave or put it in an oven to heat it up where it's not roi l'achila. At the time when I made the bracha, it was not roi l'achila. So I do it. I take out the pizza, I put it in the microwave, 3 minutes, 10 seconds. Okay, that's not zman equal. I can wait 3 minutes and 10 seconds. And now I have the pizza. Am I required to make another bore mine mezonos?
What if I had in mind to eat something, but it wasn't edible when I had in mind to eat?
It's also part of the shaila. That's also very good. That's also part of the shaila. In other words, you made the bracha on the mezonos.
Right.
And your plan is, I'm going to get started with this.
Still in the pot.
And it's not royal achilah. Right. So this, he says, there is no solution to this question.
That's why a lot of people, when they're making mishal shuddos in the house, they have a couple of bilkalach in the house. One of them is in the freezer. You took it out, put it on the table, just to have lechem mishnah. You're not going to eat it.
Right.
You're told you can't use that for lechem mishnah.
It's not edible. It's not edible.
It's not edible.
It's still frozen.
It's
to throw out.
It's got to be something that you can eat at that moment.
This is a common shiloh.
Put that in your pipe and smoke it.
The hiddur. You don't necessarily lacha. It's a hiddur. If you want to be mekayim, the hiddur lacha mishnah. But the other yoni lacha mishnah. If you want to be mekayim lacha mishnah, so you're not going to be asking royal achilo.
It only takes 10 minutes.
Breakfast. You always have a cup of coffee, but you have it after it's not made yet.
It's a problem. It's a real problem. Doesn't matter. It's at the moment when you're making the bracha. You're making a bracha on something that is not roi l'achila. So it's in all the examples that we have in Yisrael, it's in the kitchen. The only question is, will the Baal HaBayis serve it? Theoretically, if you know about it,
it's not ready. You go to any restaurant and you're having a meal.
Yeah.
The coffee's not made. Maybe the soup is still frozen. They'll throw it into the microwave. If you order a dish that's not a ready dish, they are going to prepare it from fresh for you.
Right. So, but you don't.
You have to make a bracha on.
Unless you make hamotzi.
Even make hamotzi.
The food is not ready. Achila yet.
You know,
you order any pasta dish, if it's a warm up, it's a lousy restaurant. But if you go to a fancy place, they'll make it right away for you.
It's true.
Nistabik b'macholim shelo hoyu ru'uyim l'achila b'sho sheberech ki chaserim bishul v'afiyah. But then he goes on. Maybe you're right. V'lo hoyu sedaitu mifayreshes l'potram. Evshe shebezeu hesech adas muchlot. V'kalchem kosa behechlet shebedvarim elu einam niftarim. Behechlet did not potter. He makes a tanai though. No. So he makes a tanai.
Yes, he wanted coffee.
Right, so your case, he's saying, is better. I'm sorry, your case, v'lo hoysa daitoi mifoyresh as lif potram. It was not explicit, but let's say you know in advance, I definitely want this. Mm-hmm. I definitely want this, and it's not yet ready. So it's good. The bracha you make is okay. But the case where it's no good is where it's stam. It's where v'lo hoysa daitoi mifoyresh as lif potram. I don't know what's going to be.
So this is very important. If you go to a restaurant, let's say, you come in and you say, I want this.
Yeah.
And you say, well, you want main dish? I'll order later. And then when it comes to the main dish, he says, I want a Spanish omelet.
And it wasn't ready.
Another bracha.
But you don't see anyone do that. You never heard someone doing that.
Unless you, The only thing to do is you order the omelet in the beginning and say, don't bring it out until I finish my soup. So either he's going to make it and keep it on a warmer, or he's going to see how you're doing with the soup and make it fresh when he sees you halfway through the soup.
Okay.
So then if he makes
but
it fresh...
But you're coming under your control, so that's another variable.
Right. It's a very...
Okay, this is a very interesting issue. It has to be taken into consideration. I don't know. You never saw someone do that. You never saw that you go to a restaurant, they make the food on the spot. And the time when you're making the hamotzi on the bread is before the food is edible. It has to first to be prepared. It's coming much later on. And sometimes you don't know what you're planning to have yet. You have not made a decision yet. When you make the hamotzi, they'll first bring you the menu after you make the hamotzi, right? You make the hamotzi, you sit down, they serve you an appetizer, and then you have to make a decision what you want. It takes them 20 minutes to make. So at the time when you made the hamotzi, you did not yet. He says the kafachaim that clearly the kafachaim because of behechlet. It's absolute shadvarim elu einam niftarim. So he says. Ain't him the farm. But if you know in advance what you want, then he says, he seems to say it's okay.
If
you know what you want in advance and you're making the bracha now, it's also a chiddush. Why should that be so? It's at the moment I'm making the bracha, how could the bracha be chal on something that I'm not, it's davar shebol lo ba'olam, pretty much. Yeah.
Custom.
Yeah.
Determines a lot of these things.
No, not in this. The custom determines your mindset. What is my mindset? But is custom also determined? Davar shaloyba lo'olam. It's a different level. It's a different. You're going.
Yeah, I'll give you another example. Let's say it's Yom Tov and you don't have meat. And you're going out to Shechta
Bayim. Yeah.
So meanwhile, everybody is washing. They're making kiddush and washing. And outside, the barbecue.
Even in a chai.
He's making barbecue.
I hear what you're saying. You're saying good. Even in a chai. So when you're making the bracha, it's even in a chai. So it's not chal. How you have to make a new bracha on the meat? Maybe you're right. I don't know the answer, but it's something that we should look into.
Washed in the morning.
Yeah.
And you made a bracha. But, I want it to be,
but the food is available. All of those examples, the food is available at the moment. It's just a question of it's when? Not when I'm going to eat it. Here we're dealing with a situation where it's not roi l'achila. It's mechusar bishul v'afia. And you're making a bracha, and you want the bracha, especially in the case where you know in advance what I'm going to eat later on. He seems to be saying there's room to be lenient. But in a case where... At the moment I'm making the bracha, I had no plans. I don't know what's coming. And now I'm going to eat it later on, based upon this bracha. And at the time when I made the bracha, it wasn't even roi l'achila. That's too much of a stretch. He says that the bracha can be chal on such a type of food.
Unless you know that you want them what it is.
That's also a chiddush. I know what I wanted to, I know what I'm going to eat later on. But at this moment in time, it's davar shaloy bo l'olam.
But I have to make a kavana.
Okay, it's a chiddush. This is something which requires further bayer. Let's see what it says in the Piskei Tshuvos. Are there any Piskei Tshuvos on the Shalom Halacha?
Think about it.
Don't
have
to cup of
coffee.
Okay, let's go back to. Okay, let's take a look at the Sha'arim Mitzion Halacha.
You're right.
That's
which I'm going to ingest. If they're cutting the roast beef, the halacha is yet to be a mind. Can make the broth without being a mind.
Okay, let's see what it says in the Shemus of Halacha Aleph. Tzarech lahakdim ezesh shekdimu v'apasik keitzam beit reish tzadi hey. On the bottom, Ois Aleph. Tzarech lahakdim es dzeh shekdimu apostek im din zehu midaraisa midrabon ma'ayin mizeh behu'itur demashma d'sham duhu midaraisa. The question of hakdimu b'brocha. We follow the order of the pasuk. Is this the din d'oraisa or din d'rabbanan? So he seems to say it's din d'oraisa. I'm chazponim mashe makshe mizel aroshke. He doesn't elaborate. So shaila a bracha is d'rabbanan. So how can he say it's the din d'oraisa? I don't know the answer. I don't know. But once you make a bracha, maybe then there's a din kadima. I don't know. I don't know. Base birchas b'benim zonos kodemus harbe parim de'risi me'iza chasidim umidaktekim de'la'achat v'la'shachmes hayushaisim ma'at yain sraf. Utoyamim alav chatichos divshon. Umakdimim hayayin saf lemezonos. What's going on over here? He says they make a shahakal before they make a mezonos in the cake. V'atar isti b'yalkot hagershuni sheruah b'sefer shvili David shekosab zehaloshen v'da ki yesh inyan hanir lefumriata lehafli ki hanog kirshmevim lifnei orchim liquor, the yayin lakach, lakach, which is cake, the yayin tsraf, mevarchim al yayin tsraf tchilav harei zayin minum koidim, kimashe kosav, burm name is onos, uveponim hevesi chidushe harashba, the called dova shabola hamshech taira samachel, koidem lishiva saminim ayin sham. So he gives another answer to the question. Remember, the kitzur says clearly, let's review. The kitzur makes it very clear, mizonos comes before shahakol. In every situation, even if the shahakol is chavif. I quoted to you from the Piskei Tshuvos, he brings down that the minig is not muchach like the kitzur shulchan aruch. Chavif adif afilu by shahakol. And that's, and he actually brings down this case. That's why many have a minhag to drink schnapps. They make a brach on the shahakol, the schnapps, before they eat the cake. You go to a kiddush exactly after davening for a yardside kiddush, and they make a shahakol first. Why? Because many people, they view the shahakol is chaviv. The schnapps is chaviv more than the kichol on the table. He brings down a third time. The third time is that since the shahakol is lahamshech, it gives appetite. By drinking the schnapps, that's going to give you the appetite to eat the food that comes after. Then you make a shahakol, not because it's chaviv, even if the schnapps is not chaviv. But by drinking the schnapps, you're going to have a taiva to eat food later on. That's what he paskins. Dak yesh, the rule one more time is, the kol dover shebol lehamshich tavas hamachal, anything which comes to cause you to have an appetite, koidem leshiva saminim. Even before mizonos or bari priya eitz. So third reason why you would make a shakal on Shabbos before you make a bracha mizonos on the cake. Okay, that concludes Siman Nun Zayin, and we will take a short break.